welcome to Lenny's Crazy Podcast. This is podcast number 64. And in this podcast, I'm going to be talking about Gentoo's 10-year birthday and also the making of Gentoo's 10-year live DVD. On the live DVD, it comes with Kernel 2630, Xorg 1.6, KDE 4.3.1, GNOME 2.26, XFCE 4.6.1, Fluxbox 1.1.1, Mozilla Firefox 3.5.1, OpenOffice 3.1.1, TextLive 2008, the GIMP, the Blender, Amarok, VLC, and much, much, much more. I got involved because my buddy, like Woe, his real name is Fernando Orocha. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. O-R-O-C-U, Orocha, I say it. And we had fooled around a little bit. I was learning Python, and I was making a little program to log into a Drupal site, and he was helping me with that. It helped me learn Python because it gave me something to do that I could see a little bit of an accomplishment along the way. And it was a lot of fun and kind of got used to working with Like Woe. And the man in charge of this project was Solar. He's a Gentoo developer, and he's been a Gentoo developer for a while. I don't know how many years, but it's been a while. I know he's been working as a real job in the taking care of big time servers, and I don't know exactly what all he does though for over 14 years, so he's definitely no rookie. And he is also a member of the Gentoo Council. Now, if you're not familiar with the Gentoo Council, that's the body that makes the major decisions as far as technical decisions for Gentoo for the developers to follow and so forth. So it's a pretty tough job because you got a whole bunch of people with a whole bunch of different opinions to try to get everything for the best of Gentoo. So he's got to deal with a lot of different personalities with that. So he started this little project. I'm kind of speaking for him now, but it seemed like to me he started this little project to get some people together and get some positive relationships developed within the Gentoo community. And also, it had been a while since Gentoo had had a release. Now, Gentoo doesn't really need a release because I can have my box updated today and I will have a new release. But when you're not a Gentoo user, you don't really understand. And you need to have some releases so often, so kind of people get the idea that you're actually doing something because they never see a release. So the first thing they think is that, well, shoot, they haven't had a release since 2007. That project must be dead. Well, it hasn't been dead. It's just they haven't made an official release. So Solar got together a team of fellows and a few girls and to put together this live DVD. Now, you don't install Gentoo from the live DVD. You can use the live DVD to install Gentoo, just like you would be using a regular minimal install CD in the normal fashion and follow the handbook, and you can have a regular install. The beauty of this is that it's just like installing from a System Rescue CD or installing from a Ubuntu CD, is that you have the internet, you can look at the docs, you can copy and paste. It makes it a little bit easier. You can hang out on IRC if you need to ask some questions and stuff like that. So back to the team, the Gentoo 10 live DVD team. Like I said, Solar, he's the project initiator and the sponsor. You got Like Woe, Fernando Orocha. He is the build lead. Now, when he was building this, they use Catalyst. I'm not real familiar with it. It's some type of program that you put different information in, and it kind of supposed to help you create the build for a Gentoo live CD or like I said, I'm not real familiar with it. I did notice one thing is that everybody complains about it. I know even Daniel Robbins, the original Gentoo, the guy that started Gentoo, that now is now at Funtoo. He created Metro, which is a Python based program for generating stages, and I'm sure you could use it if it was expanded to create live DVDs or live CDs. But at its current state, it just creates stages, stuff like that. So this Catalyst, it can be a real pain in the rear end, basically. And like Woe had a lot of problems with it. A lot of times what he was ending up doing was basically building the live DVD in a true root by hand. Is basically what he did. So he would use Catalyst for certain things. I want to get him for an interview. So he's basically manually creating the images in a true root. He got all the packages and everything a normal way you would with Gentoo, was basically emerging them. Then he would put everything together, try to build the image like you would be building a install from the first time. And then once the basic system is built, then there's a whole lot of tweaking that goes on. I've never actually done it before, so I can't really tell you the specifics, but I do know from talking to him on IRC that he did run into some problems. It's not as easy as it sounds, so we'll put it that way. Okay, the next gentleman on our list is Matthew Summers, Quadrum Summers, and he is the Gentoo Foundation Board of Trustees. He's a board member and also their secretary, and he was instrumental in getting people together, keeping the motivation going. Plus, he does a lot of the PR work, getting the word out about the release, and he was just generally a go-to guy the whole time. Next, you have Ben Stedman, and he's the one that actually put together for Matthew, put together the wallpaper that's the official wallpaper of the Gentoo 10 live DVD. The next guy involved is A3LI, and he is a Gentoo developer, and he does a lot of different stuff. But for this particular project, he was doing a lot of the artwork also for CD covers, the sleeves, the DVD CD sleeves. The next guy involved is Zori. Zori is a buddy of Like Woe, and he was a sponsor, basically gave Like Woe a machine, a real powerful machine, some quad core with a 16 gigabyte of RAM and who knows what all, to do some of the building on. And then you got Banzai Kitten, Patrick Lauer. He's been a developer for Gentoo for a while. In fact, I think this is the second time through. And he also was a sponsor. His one of his web servers was used to host some of the files and I don't know what all. Plus, being a great motivator, Banzai Kitten's been around Gentoo for a while. He knows the ins and outs and kind of can help you get through when you have problems, who to contact, stuff like that. William H., he's the accessibility lead, and he's the one that was instrumental in getting Speak Up on the live DVD so that people that have problems with their sight, that they would be able to use the live DVD and also use the live DVD to install Gentoo if they wanted to. He's been a Gentoo developer for a while, but he's instrumental in getting accessibility included in the Gentoo distribution. The next guy on our list is Keith Blind User, and he was a Speak Up tester. He would test the DVD to make sure that it was okay for as far as accessibility is concerned, that a person in that situation could actually use it. The next guy on our list is Lack. He's a longtime Gentoo developer. I say longtime. A lot of these guys I don't know how long, but I just have seen their name around for a while. I didn't really research it, but I've seen him around for a while. He's the Fluxbox team lead, one of my favorite window managers. The next guy is Leo. Leo is the GNOME team lead and really experienced developer. And he runs through a lot of problems with GNOME as far as he got it updated for 2.26 for this release. And he had to rally the troops as far as getting a lot of the packages stabilized. They say stabilized, meaning that they're stable on the tree. It's already, in my opinion, it's stable. It's been used for 5-6 months, but it has to be stabilized. There's a few things that have to come together for a package to be considered stable. It can't just be stable on x86 or AMD 64. It has to be stable on the actual Gentoo portage tree in order to be, quote, stable. So he had a lot of work ahead of him. There's a lot of different upgrades and updates that other packages that depend on GNOME wasn't stable, that he had to get stable first in order for these GNOME packages to become stable. So it was a lot of work, and he was very busy. Next guy on the team is M.R. Perrette, and he's I know him a little bit. He's from France. He's on the GNOME team. He's was helping out Leo trying to get GNOME ready for the live DVD, which they did an excellent job at. GNOME is on there at 2.26. I tried it out. It works fantastic. It is my window manager of choice. I've just never really gotten into KDE from way back, from KDE 3.2 probably. I just always liked the old basic GTK applications. That's just the way I am. Next one is Nurbeek, and another GNOME team member. Again, put in a lot of work into getting GNOME 2.26 stabilized to get onto the live DVD. Moving right along is the gentleman that I interviewed on my last interview, JMBS Vincetto, the KDE team lead. Now, they had KDE pretty close, I think, to being stable, 4.31. Didn't seem like they did a whole lot of work to it to get it on the DVD, but they had to do some tweaking and stuff like that. He's got a fantastic team of developers behind him. I don't know why all these guys seem to flock to the KDE team. I guess because a lot of them are KDE users. Tampa Cramp, T-A-M-P-A-K-R-A-P. He's on the KDE team. I'm not sure how long he's been a developer. Seems like he's one of the newer fellows that they kind of pick on a little bit. But but he sure does a lot of work for him. And another old-time developer, I say old-time, I know I've seen his name around for a long time, is Scarbrus, S-C-A-R-A-B-E-U-S. KDE team, and he's also part of the X11 team that was hard at work with Remy as far as getting the Xorg server 1.63 to work on the live DVD, and it works very well. The live DVD uses, like I said, the Xorg server 1.6.3, and basically when you boot up the live DVD, it's using HAL to work with the Xorg server, and basically there is no Xorg config. So in the old days of the etc. X11 Xorg config, those days are long gone. This live DVD works without an Xorg config file. There is a blank Xorg config file. I believe it's still a blank one is there. It's only because other programs are looking to see if an Xorg config file is there before they will continue. So once they see, even if it's a blank file, once they see a blank file there, they'll continue doing what they've got to do. The next person is Reverton, R-E-A-V-E-R-T-M. He's on the KDE team. I see him all over the place. He's fixes a lot of bugs. He's real involved with the KDE team and the team meetings. I think he's a newer developer, but I'm not exactly positive. Wired is another developer on the KDE team, another relatively new developer, I believe. He's one of the guys that's kind of like the new guy on the block. The other developers, they all seem to really, really like him, but they do kind of pick on him a little bit. But he has a great sense of humor, and he takes it all in stride, which is a nice way to work. Everybody needs to have a nice sense of humor. Take everything in stride, and you get a lot done, and you have a lot of fun. Moving on to XFCE4 team, we got Black Ace, the lead. Now, I know he's been around for a while. Oh, I'm not even sure if he's the lead or not. I don't know who they've delegated as the lead, but I know he's been around for a while because here's Darkseid is there too. I think maybe Darkseid's the lead on the XFCE4. Those two developers have been around for a while. Another developer that does a lot of work is Sauli Sausaminen, Sausaminen. He's on the XFCE4 team also. And again, he does a lot of work. I see him in tree cleaners where he cleans up the actual portage tree. Like I said, he did that work on the profile work. He does a lot of other e-build work as far as fixing broken e-builds. I mean, he just does a lot for the distribution. He's the one that actually got this 10 profile ready for not just the live DVD, but just for moving on to the next stage. You got a profiles. You had a profile at 2007.1, 2007.2, 2007.3, 2007.4. Then it moved to 2008, and I'm not sure if it was all these 2008.1. I think it was just 2008. And then because of the 10-year anniversary, they went ahead and changed the profile, which I like, which they went ahead and changed the profile to Gentoo 10, which was basically a 2009 profile. So he's the one that put together the profile. And what the profile does, in my understanding, is that Gentoo gives you the choice of being able to install any package that you want. On top of that, any package that you want with any kind of other support that you want. So let's say if I install, like right here, I'm using Audacity for recording this podcast. And now let's say that I don't want to use any MP3, that I'm against MP3s. I can compile Audacity without any MP3 support. So that's just to give you an example. So the use flags you can use to enable support or disable any type of support that you want for just about all the programs that you compile on your machine. And when you get done, that your install on your Gentoo box is going to not be like anybody else's anywhere. You're going to have your own operating system just built just for you. He is instrumental in doing that, converting it all over to the new profile. He eliminated a lot of the dead use flags that were in there. Why I say that is because the profile will have some, I want to say default. Like if you have the 10 desktop profile, it's going to come with some default support. Like for, let's say, cups for printing, stuff like that. So that you don't have to manually go in and do them all. And the same being, if you just want a server, you use that profile and you're going to get just stuff for a server. So with the server, you don't need X, so you're not going to get X is not going to be included. So when you go ahead and emerge a program, or you go ahead and compile a program, it's not going to automatically pull in all that stuff for X. It's just going to give you the base of what you need to run that server on. So next we have Robert too. I did an interview with him for a while back. He's the infra lead. He's the main guy to go through for all the mirrors, setting up mirrors, a bunch of different. He does just about anything and everything he can do. If there's just enough hours in the day, I mean, he knows Gentoo in and out. He could spend, I mean, there could be never be enough hours in the day for all the stuff that guy could do. He just only has so much time. So he basically takes care of the real, real important stuff. Next guy is not really a guy. It's a bot, Wilkins. That's the Gentoo bot. What it does is if you want to know what package, who takes care of certain packages, just about anything Gentoo related, Wilkins can tell you. Remy, I don't know if I mentioned Remy before. He's the expert on Xorg X11. Also, I know he's on the GNOME team. Been a developer for a long time, but he's just been concentrating on Xorg X11 now lately. So that's what he's helped with a lot on the live DVD was getting Xorg 1.6.3 into the DVD with all its special stuff that has to be done to get it to work for a bunch of different hardware. Renitz, R-E-N-I-H-S, that's a collaborator. That's one of Like Woe's buddies, I want to say. Again, he has servers and a bunch of different stuff that Like Woe used in order to put together these live DVDs. Tester, I'm pretty sure, is a Gentoo developer. I think Tester's a Gentoo developer. Also, collaborator. He must have provided Like Woe with, or Solar with some, I'm not exactly sure, to be honest with you. On the list I'm looking at, it just says collaborator. But I know he's a developer, too. Spock, that's the expert with Splash and Vesa Frame Buffer, and now you, Vesa Frame Buffer. He's been a Gentoo developer for a long time. Mainly just takes care of Splash utilities and many, many, many others. So that just gives you kind of a background on the amount of people it takes to put together a little live DVD. There was probably about, 10 test DVDs. And during those 10 test DVDs, we ran into numerous problems, especially with Xorg, getting Xorg in order to work on a variety of hardware. It's at the point now where it'll work on mostly everything. I'll put some links up. I came up with a little frequently asked question as far as if you're booting up the live DVD, if something goes wrong. There's also a forum post with a bunch of people to help you out if you want to try it out. This live DVD is going to be hitting the mirrors here pretty soon. I wanted to get this podcast out on the actual birth date, which is October the 4th, and right now it's October the 3rd. So I don't know any of the actual exact dates right now, but the way it's looking, it's going to be pretty soon. And I've tested just about them all out. I've been trying to report to Like Woe as far as when different stuff didn't work correctly. And as a lot of other people, not just me, it's a whole bunch of people doing the same thing just like me. Basically, what you do is you just boot it up, run through all the programs that you can, report anything that's not working correctly. Make sure you keep good record. Make sure you save all of your logs and make sure you write everything down so that a person like Like Woe or Solar have some good information, or any of the other developers, Remy or Leo or JB Vincetto, any of the other developers have some good information so they can fix. I mean, you're just telling them, hey, look, this ain't working right. I mean, that ain't doing much good. You need to have everything backed up. Itemize everything, write it all down, and also with the logs that correspond to what was going wrong. What I was doing was I'd boot up the live DVD, and then I would mount, I had a little a flash drive, 2 GB flash drive, I would mount it. I would just create a directory, make directory, mount pin, and then I would go ahead and become root, and I would just mount the little flash drive. Real easy, mount the little flash drive and just copy over any logs I needed or any other configuration files that I needed, copy them over, pull that out, unmount it, pull that out, and then post the results to the whichever developer that needed the information. So out of those 10 test DVDs, it got to down to the point where the last couple were pretty darn good. And that's when you got down to the last couple, that's when the emphasis started on kind of tricking it up as far as nice wallpapers, themes, stuff like that. I'm going to go now. I'm really busy, and I just wanted to get this little podcast out, kind of explain what it's like to make a live DVD. And I'll talk to you all later. Hope you enjoy the live DVD. Bye-bye.